Well, the President of the United States, let's see, he's got wars to manage, a wild economy to handle. You know what? Every Thanksgiving, he steps up to one of the most decisive responsibilities of his office. He pardons a turkey. Well, actually, two turkeys. This is really serious business. Oh, actually, they even have a backup turkey. This is the truth, just in case turkey number one isn't able to serve as well. Oh, wait. One writer called the ungobbled gobbler. Mm-hmm. Of course, these lucky birds have names. One year, Biscuit and Gravy. Yeah, they escaped the axe. And then there was Marshmallow and Yam another year. I'm not making these up. And then there was May and Flower. And then another year, Apple and Cider. Come on. Well, after this summit meeting with the president, the turkeys are sent to Disneyland. And they didn't even win the Super Bowl. Turkey number one gets to ride with the mouse as the honorary Grand Marshal of Disneyland's Thanksgiving Day parade. And I'm thinking, only in America. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about pardoning turkeys. Now, I've been thinking about that word pardon because, well, actually, it's become a deeply personal word for me. May and Flower got pardoned by the highest authority in the land. My pardon comes from the highest authority in the universe. And as for it being a turkey who got pardoned, well, I'm not going there. What I can tell you is there's no way I deserve the pardon I received. Not this stubborn rebel who's pushed God to the margins of my life so many times, who's time and again said, in essence, God, you run the universe, and I will run me, thank you. Now, I've never killed anybody, never committed a major crime against society, but I'm guilty of infinite counts of doing the selfish thing, the angry thing, the proud thing. Now, our word for today from the Word of God, Romans 3, verse 23, says that I am a sinner and everybody listening is. All have sinned, the Bible says, and fall short of the glory of God. Not only is the verdict in, so is the penalty. The wages of sin, the Bible says, is death. That's death as in forever separation from God. I stand on the spiritual equivalent of death row, but for the pardon, which the dictionary says is, quote, to exempt the guilty party from punishment. The Bible says, who is a God like you who pardons sin and forgives the transgressions? He is the God who is willing to hurl all your iniquities, the Bible says, into the depths of the sea, erase from my record my eternal death penalty. And while it wasn't canceled, it was paid by someone else, by the very Son of God himself. Christ died for our sins, the Bible says, the righteous, that's him, for the unrighteous, that's you and me, to bring you to God, an unspeakable sacrifice for me, for all of us condemned sinners. But you know, there's something strange about a pardon. You have to take it. And who wouldn't? Well, George Wilson didn't. Condemned to hang for a crime that he committed, he was pardoned at the last minute by the then President Andrew Johnson. But as unbelievable as this sounds, he wouldn't take the pardon. As the government tried to force the pardon on Wilson, the case went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Attorney General said, the court cannot give the prisoner the benefit of the pardon unless he claims the benefit of it. And the Chief Justice concluded, a pardon is an act of grace from the power entrusted with the execution of the laws. Delivery is not complete without acceptance. Wow. Do you know you have to accept the pardon Jesus died to give you? You can ignore it. You could choose to keep running your own life. You could try to depend on your religion or your goodness. But then, like George Wilson, you'll pay a death penalty you don't have to pay. Jesus already paid it. Oh, I pray that this day you'd reach out and accept the blood-bought pardon of Jesus Christ. We've set up our website to help you know exactly how to begin that relationship with him. anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. This is the day you can accept your pardon that came at an incredibly high price. What a Thanksgiving.
A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.